Can you imagine to yourself a voltage source which does not, unlike a battery, it does not deplete its voltage over time as it gives forth current. It does the opposite. Its voltage goes up. And the other oddity is that it does not give out direct current. It does not give out sine waves. It gives out triangle waves. I mean, this is literally the nature of either the inductive quality of a spark gap or just the spark gap quality of an inductor, because the inductor has a spark gap nearby. Or the other way, the spark gap has a inductor nearby. They seem to encourage each other to manifest this condition in which the coil or the spark gap, depending on whether or not the spark gap turns on. If it turns on, then it's the spark gap that becomes the generator. But if the spark gap is off, but merely minor activity taking place inside of it, it influences the inductor nearby such that the inductor becomes the source of voltage. And now that inductor, or the spark gap, whichever is the case, this construct of a voltage source, its voltage goes up in time rather than going down. And it's all because of it maintains a negative... See, it maintains a negative resistance, but it's truly negative resistance. You know, we do a silly thing with passive sine convention. And it was very confusing to me when I went on Wikipedia and I looked up passive sine convention, and they give you animated GIFs that are a lie. Because they tell you the flow of current is the conventional. Oh, it's the conventional flow of current. It's coming out the positive terminal of the battery. And yet, in the passive sine convention, they tell you, no, the current's going the other way. It's coming out the negative terminal of the battery. You know, which is it, dudes? And well, the truth of the matter is, I'm not sure they know. Because they say one thing and yet they do another. And that's hypocrisy, right? Whereas a true negative resistor doesn't lie. It actually sends the current in the opposite direction. So I think what's going on is that the current's actually coming out of the positive terminal of the battery, is what it is. But they can't admit to it. They have to say, well, but it's acting like a generator. No, it's not. It's simply got stored charge in the form of chemistry. That means it has to act not like a generator, but more like a capacitor that's slowly discharging, due not to a voltage charge so much as a chemical charge that translates into a voltage discharge. But it's still a storage, and that means it behaves like a normal component. It does not behave like a generator or a battery. So they're professing to be something other than what they are. They're causing the generator or the sine wave generator or the battery to be labeled as if it is a generator, which it is not. Because, as we know, a generator does not operate on its own merit. It operates because of some prime mover rotating. You know, some external force is rotating the rotary generator. Or the chemistry was separated by a membrane and placed in the battery, in a dry cell battery, to provoke a chemical reaction so that the current can come out of the positive terminal. But they won't admit to it in the simulator. They won't. They'll say it's coming out the negative terminal. It's a negative, you know, the current is turned around by 180 degrees. But that's a lie. It's not turned around because it's not self-motivated. It's not a negative resistor. It's stated to be in theory, but it's not that way in fact. It doesn't behave that way. When they create the animation for our benefit on Wikipedia, they create a totally different reality, and it really confuses people. It should confuse people that we have two versions of current, the honest version and the dishonest version. You know, the version, the conventional flow of current is predicated on an outside source of energy causing it to move at all. And so it has to move in what's called the conventional manner, which means as if it's merely a conversion of energy is what's happening. So it's not a generator, it's a transducer, because it's transforming, it's converting energy from one format into another format. You know, chemical storage, or the gravity of falling water at a hydroelectric power plant, you know, something is being converted into something else. And so, of course, the current has to go in a conventional manner. Namely, its polarity has to be in parallel with the voltage, not opposite, but in parallel. It has to be the same. Only when I create a negative resistant condition within a free energy circuit does that component exhibit the reversal of current and negative watts. Only then. But because of accounting and bookkeeping, they want to claim that the hydroelectric power plant is putting out negative watts when in fact it is not. It's putting out positive watts. It has to, because the falling water is putting out positive watts. Falling water is not putting out negative watts. There's no way. The water is not falling upwards. So they're simply converting the positive watts of the falling water into the positive watts of the generator putting out, you know, converting that energy and passing it along to the consumer is what it's doing. So it's not negative wattage at the power plant at all. It's a lie. You know, they're really mixing us up just because they have to lie. Why? Why do they have to lie? Oh, I know, to confuse everyone. You see, if you keep people slightly off balance, they'll never understand. They'll never want to understand. They'll be so repelled. Hey, I was the first day of taking 101 basic electricity in community college, I was repulsed by what they were presenting to me about Ohm's law, that current times voltage equals watts. I knew there was something wrong there, but I couldn't put my finger on it. That was more than 30 years ago. And now I've figured out, oh, the problem is it's voltage squared divided by resistance equals watts. There is no such thing as current. Current is a fiction. It's a convenient one, but it's a fiction nonetheless. It's a change of voltage due to resistance is what it is over time. Anywho, so now I'm not repulsed by the math. In fact, I appreciate how important, how critical it is to understand the math behind electrodynamics, because if you don't understand the math, you don't understand the electrodynamics. But the way they present it is so bogus, who would want to try to understand it? You'd have to memorize it and not understand it. And that's literally what the modern-day student of electrical engineering is conditioned, mentally programmed, to obey and not think. There you go. Because it's given in a hypocritical, confusing manner. It's taught in that manner. So you can't. The only way to go along with it and not run out the door as fast as you can, which is what I did, two pretty girls could not hold me. I tried a second time to take the course about a year later, and they wanted to be my lab partners, and they were vixens. They were pretty cool. They sat right down next to me. They decided already who was the smart guy in the class. We're going to sit next to him or whatever, you know. And I did not last 3 weeks. I lasted more than one session this time. I lasted two more additional sessions. You know, we met once a week, I believe it was. But the other one was twice a week, I think it was. But still, they couldn't hold me because I was just, it was so repulsive. You know, I can't stand lies. And I think the quantity of people in this who have that consciousness on this planet are very rare, you know, who can't stand a lie, you know, who are born that way. They didn't acquire it by meditation, because if you acquire it by meditation and then go past it, it's no big deal once you get past it. But when you acquire it and you never got over it, because you incurred some karma to go with it, because you just couldn't stand people's stupidity, and the karma, you know, freezes that angst, that intolerance to stupidity. It freezes it and keeps it quagmired in the soul, and you just can't get rid of that intolerance. It just sticks there like glue, and you have a hard time to deal with it. Then you become an activist, and you're just unsettled all the time because you can't stand all the lies. And that's it's my own fault. You know, it's my own fault because I never grew out of that intolerance. I never allowed myself to grow out of it. And so I'm stuck with it. Oh, well, that's my hell, my living hell. I have to live out lifetime after lifetime. But that's the condition we have. We have hypocrisy in the electrodynamics field because we have two different types of current. And I can see why we have them. See, I never realized why until this moment. I realized why. And so that's why I'm making this recording, because I finally figured out why we have conventional versus the other kind. I forget what we call the other kind. But conventional means we're simply converting energy from one form to another. We're taking external energy, such as a prime mover, and converting it into electricity. And so we call it conventional flow, which comes out the positive terminal, which means it's not a generator, it's not a voltage source at all. For the sake of simplicity, we call it a source of voltage in the simulation, but it's not. We've left out what went into the real world of making it possible to become that voltage source, in that it's either translating energy, or it's converting it, or else it's releasing a stored energy, such as chemical storage, but it's not generating it at all. I can't see. There's nothing else to say, but I'd be repeating. I've already repeated myself, and yeah.